My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today as we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday, let us note that there are two kinds of mercy. Mercy on earth and mercy in heaven. Human mercy and divine mercy. What is human mercy all about? What is it like? Human mercy makes us to pay attention to the hardship of the poor in our midst and help in whatever way we can. And what is divine mercy? What is it all about? What is it like? Divine mercy forgives sinners. Divine mercy forgives sins. Whatever generosity human mercy shows here on earth, during our life here on earth, divine mercy repays hundredfold when we reach our fatherland. One of the theologians of the church, a theologian of the 4th century, called St. John Chrysostom, he says, "Do you really wish to pay homage to Christ's body? Do not neglect him when he is naked. And at the same time that you honor his body in the church with hangings made up of beautiful silk and costly clothes. Do not ignore him outside when he perishes from cold and nakedness." This refers to human mercy. There are three groups of people in the world. Those who don't care about what happens. And those who watch things happen. And those who make things happen. To which group do you belong? The great theologian of the church of the 13th century, called St. Thomas Aquinas, says that man should not consider his material possessions as his own, but common to all, so as to share them without hesitation when others are in need. This refers to human mercy. In the first reading of today, the first reading tells us that the first Christians had things in common and shared things in common. This refers to human mercy. In the gospel of today, Jesus gives his disciples the power and authority to forgive sins. This refers to divine mercy. Only God can forgive sins and no other. You know, you can't separate mercy and love. If you don't have the spirit of love in you, I tell you, you may not show mercy. If you don't have the spirit of mercy in you, you may not show love. Likewise, forgiveness and mercy go together. If you don't have the spirit of forgiveness in you, you may not show mercy. And when you don't have the spirit of mercy in you, you may not forgive. Mahatma Gandhi says that the weak cannot forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. Where do we learn mercy? How do we learn it? I learn mercy from the deep conviction that God did not treat me as I deserve. That is divine mercy. And when we show human mercy, we receive divine mercy in return. When we refuse to show human mercy, how can we receive divine mercy? Now, I would like to ask one question this morning for us to reflect on it. Who stands up better in moments of crisis? Man or woman? Who shows mercy better than the other? Man or woman? Now, I would like one or two persons, a man and a woman, to say their opinion. Who stands up better in moments of crisis, man or woman? Who shows mercy in moment of crisis better than the other, man or woman? I want to hear from a woman and to hear also from a man so that we can conclude. Any person who wants to answer? Just one person.
I think that women are the ones that can do that better.
Okay. Thank you. And men, any man around, you should answer that.
I think women show more mercy.
Okay, beautiful. You have said it all. Now, how do we conclude that women show mercy more and they stand up better in moments of crisis? Let us look at the greatest crisis that the world had ever witnessed. That is the trial, the passion, and the crucifixion of our Lord. And when we look at the drama of Calvary, one fact stands out vividly, that man failed. Now let us look at it. The person that betrayed our Lord, that is Judas Iscariot, was a man. The person that executed judgment and sentenced our Lord to death unjustly, Pilate, was a man. Annas and Caiaphas, the high priest, who gave false witness against our Lord, they were men. And Simeon of Cyrene, a stranger, who came to witness the drama of Calvary, was compelled to help our Lord carry his cross. He was compelled. He didn't do that on his own. Left alone, he wouldn't have done that. He was a man. And the beloved disciple, the beloved apostle, John, was the only disciple found at the foot of the cross. Most probably because our Blessed Mother was there. He was a man. Peter, James, and John, who witnessed the transfiguration and were considered strong enough to manage crisis, were found wanting at the moment of the greatest need. They were found sleeping. They were untroubled because they were untroubled. They were men. And so on and so forth. Men failed at the drama of Calvary. Now, let us look at women. The wife of Pilate was the only person that stood her ground and told her husband, "Do not condemn an innocent man." She was a woman. The women of Jerusalem wept for our Lord and consoled him, sympathized with him as he carried his cross to Golgotha. The scripture says the only people that consoled our Lord were the women of Jerusalem. They were women. Veronica did not fear the soldiers and did not listen to the mockery of the crowd. She went through the crowd and wiped the face of our Lord with a towel. And by the way, the name Veronica means true image. She was a woman. The three women found at the foot of the cross, Mary of Magdala, Mary of Clopas, that is the mother of James and John, and our Blessed Mother. These three women accompanied our Lord throughout his passion. They were women. And the first person that saw our Lord after his resurrection was a woman, Mary of Magdala. Now, you can make your own judgment. I give it to women. May God bless you.